Ein Auszug aus The Futile Facade, geschrieben von Violet Matter, vorgelesen von Indra Repchuk. Sirius's magic flared and the lights flickered. Adi began to cry. I'm relieved to have them safe. Godric knows I am. But what they've done has changed everything. There are things that cannot be undone. Someone has to make them understand. We do understand, Harry said firmly. Archie didn't know how she could speak at all. His tongue felt like lead in his mouth. Oh, you understand? The sarcasm in Sirius's voice was sharp. You understand that this country is on the verge of a blood war? You understand that there's a discriminatory legislation being voted on in less than a month? And that this throws a giant stinking dung bomb into the middle of hundreds of people's political machinations? Years of planning and compromise to bring a coalition of people together to defeat this bill. You understand that, Harry? Harry stood her ground. Ignoring how hypocritical it is for you to lecture anyone about disrupting society's political calculations, Uncle Sirius, yes, we do understand that. None of us wanted Regal to be found out, maintaining that neither Archie nor I knew he was even half-blooded. But on top of that, it's entirely because of this legislation that Regal was in this dratted tournament in the first place. Don't you think it was unwise for a boy with so many secrets to participate in something so high-profile and ridiculous? I thought it was unwise for Archie to do it, much less a half-blood masquerading as him, Remus mused. Exactly. Archie looked up to see his cousin's face lit with indignant stubbornness as she went on. Regal didn't want to. Riddle blackmailed him into it, first by threatening our family, who Regal has no reason to protect, by the way, and then using the possibility of victory as a political bargaining chip. Lily turned white and Remus sat down abruptly in the nearest armchair. That boy got Riddle to agree to an unbreakable vow, Sirius. Because Regal won the tournament, Riddle can never back another piece of discriminatory blood legislation related to employment, healthcare, or marriage ever again. Sirius froze. What? Riddle would never agree to that. He wanted Regal to participate that badly, Harry said, her voice growing gentler as her words started to sink in. And he thought Regal winning would prove the point of pureblood supremacy anyway. And that he wouldn't need any more legislation after the marriage law. But now, don't you see? Regal has upset the Light's political calculus, sure, but he's upset the Dark's even more. A half-blood won the Triwizards tournament. Riddle has bound, and his point will go unproven. Disproven, if anything, Archie added.